Good morning. This is Bill Reed, National Hurricane Center, with the 11 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Earl continues to be a large and powerful hurricane with 125 miles an hour wind, moving to the northwest at about 15 miles an hour through the open waters of the Atlantic. Earl is approximately 725 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and the minimum central pressure is 943 millibars. New this hour, we now have a hurricane warning in effect for a portion of North Carolina from Bogue Inlet all the way up to the state line with Virginia. And we also have tropical storm warning from Cape Fear up to the inlet. North of the North Carolina line to Cape Henlope and Delaware, we now have a hurricane watch in effect. The forecast reasoning behind Earl has not changed significantly. There's a the most likely scenario is that Earl will continue northwest today and tonight, make a more northward turn tomorrow, and be either on or just off the North Carolina coast before moving northeastward and accelerating, paralleling the United States coastline for the next 2 days. The key to that movement is a short wave in the middle latitudes of the United States that will be coming across and inducing a southwesterly flow on Earl. It's still important to remind everybody that the uncertainty in this track, especially as you get out beyond 48 hours, is such that many areas of the U.S. Need to, on the coastline north of the area under the warning in Virginia and North Carolina, need to pay heed to what changes may occur in this forecast as we move on. Again, we now have a hurricane warning in effect from the North Carolina-Virginia state line southward along the North Carolina coast to Bogue Inlet. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. update.